you're in the 06010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus CSS DFS podcast, Clay, Squirrel, and Smizzle. You can find us every Thursday on ESPN's NFL YouTube feed, and our podcast is presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you listen to your podcast. I am Daniel Dopp. To my left is Mike Clay. Coming to us live from LA is Al Zeidenfeld. And Mike, I'm going to start with you, man. We just did a season-long show.
We did.
I love seeing you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You know, I see you like once a week.
Yeah,
these times,
yeah.
It's a little different than it was a couple of years ago, but we're not doing bowling right now like we used to, but
it's tough.
I know, but it's good to see you once in a while, and it's a grind here. You know, we're in week five already.
I know, I can't week believe five. that we're literally already in week five. Al, I feel bad that you have to get up so early to do this every day, every Thursday, but I'm always happy to see your beautiful smiling face. What's it like over there, man, on the West Coast?
Things are good. You know, I'm still alive in the Guillotine League for the 06010. And on top of that, I'm feeling extremely confident about my team this week, which probably means I'm going to get schwacked.
Yeah, that's usually how it works, right? Mm-hmm. That's usually how it works. Well, speaking of our teams, last week, Mike Clay.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Took me down 167 to 148. That was tough. I was easily still in the top 50%, though. So if it would have been a cash lineup, I would have. Yeah. That Sam Darnold, DJ Moore. Darnell Mooney, I mean, they all paid off for me, but you came out on top. We are now tied 2-2 in our head-to-head, and a big shout-out to, do you want to do this?
Amakovitz.
208.72 points last week. Congratulations. That's pretty fantastic.
That's a number. If you don't win this, you need like 208. That seems to be the magic number.
I feel
like every week
number.
It's like 208, 209, 206. That's like the magic number to win this thing.
If this is your first time listening to us, join our free league over at DraftKings. It's free to enter, $200 in weekly prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL and me at Daniel Dopp on Twitter. We'll tweet out a link to the league so that you can join it. It's a ton of fun. But let's get into it. Week 5 DFS, Mike, and I want to start with Daniel Jones, who we love what he's able to do on the ground, taking on the Dallas Cowboys this week. What is it that you like about Daniel Jones at a $6,000 price point?
Yeah, you have a few good options this week. This is one that's not super expensive, right? And I think a lot of people, we'll talk about him, Trey Lance is at 57, a little bit cheaper. I think a lot of people go that direction. In fact, I'm fine going that direction as well. But Jones is only 300 more, right? It's not a huge gap. Going into Dallas, he's QB12 in pricing, but sixth in fantasy, right, so far this season. He has been delivering for sure, and a high floor as well. 17-plus points in all four games, 21-plus in three of four games. He's seventh. It's not just, you know, we know he rushes, right? Top four in carries, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, a quarterback.
Yep.
So he adds that with his legs, but he's also seventh in passing yards, right? So he's doing it both ways, kind of like a mini Josh Allen sort of production, right?
Ooh.
Where he's doing it both ways, high end in both departments. Fourth in yards per attempt among qualified quarterbacks so far. So the efficiency as a thrower also there. He's one interception. He's cut down on that. So a lot going well here in the first month of the season for Daniel Jones, and a good matchup, of course. Cowboys fourth most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks, top six in attempts, completions, yards, touchdowns allowed. They've allowed 300 plus yards in every game so far this season. Daniel Jones, a terrific option this week.
Yeah, I think that Dallas is going to put points on the board, and as a part of that, they're going to have to throw, and Daniel Jones is going to have to be active in order to be able to keep them in the game. So I'm with you there. I like that price. Al, let's talk about Kirk Cousins. I feel like you did this on purpose, but $6,500 taking on the Detroit Lions. Other than taking on the Detroit Lions, do you need any further analysis, or is that just far enough for you?
Next topic.
I mean, there is further analysis. It's never personal, always business.
Of course.
But like, you know, earmuffs if you need to right now. Detroit allows 6.6 yards per play, which is like the second most in the league. And Cousins threw for three touchdowns against the Lions both times last season. History on his side. Garoppolo threw for 314 against them. Aaron Rodgers needed 27 passes only to get to four touchdowns. And we know that efficiency, not volume, is what leads to great fantasy days for quarterbacks. Now, efficiency plus volume leads for tournament winning days. And that's how I'm viewing Kirk Cousins this week. Is through the tournament lens, not necessarily for cash games, but if everybody's going to be on a specific running back, and we'll get to that in just a bit, from Minnesota going against the Lions, I want to zig where other people zag. Yeah, Amir Abdullah is the key play this
I
week,
hate you guys.
Sarcasm intended. So basically, if I can double stack Kirk Cousins and knowing where the ball's going to go when you double stack, like Justin Jefferson, 24% of the target share, Adam Thielen, 23.5%, Osborne 15 just over that, and 14% for Tyler Conklin, and no other pass catcher above that. We have a very condensed amount of people that are catching the ball when Kirk Cousins throws it, so it makes it very easy to double stack for tournaments. So I love him as a kind of a leverage play off of all the people that are going to be on Dalvin Cook this week.
Yeah, I like that as well. That's a really great call. A couple of the quarterbacks we want to talk about. Tom Brady, $7,400 taken on Miami. If you want to spend up a little bit more, Dak Prescott, other side of that Daniel Jones game, $6,900 taking on the Giants. Trey Lance, we mentioned him, $5,700 taking on Arizona. Mike, I just want to mention this really quickly. Kyle put this note in here. I want to ask you the validity of this. The Cardinals have allowed the opposing quarterback to score at least 18.5 fantasy points in 8 straight games played at home. Obviously, there are some big name quarterbacks on that list. Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, and whatnot. But there's also CJ Beathard and Jared Goff. It feels like this is a defense that can be taken advantage of. And with everything that Trey Lance does using his legs, feels like a really great cheap price here if you want to go a little bit cheaper at quarterback even.
Yeah, and you see this sometimes with defenses that maybe have some question mark areas. You know, obviously a team like the Buccaneers has given up tons of passing production this season, even though they have a really good defense.
Yeah.
They've had some injuries at corner, though. That's a void. And you have to play catch-up, right? You have to keep up with the team scoring 4 touchdowns a game. The Arizona Cardinals are scoring over 4 touchdowns per game. You got to keep up. You're not running the ball to run out the clock in the second half. You're throwing, trying to keep up. So it kind of makes sense. And the way Arizona's playing right now, that's going to be the case this week as well. So this is why I mentioned Lance before him as hedging, because as we get to my lineup later, even though I'm really high in Jones this week as a play, I also like Trey Lance a lot. We know what he can do with his legs. And you get a, you know, he doesn't need a lot to clear this number, right? And again, they're going to have to play key. You know, I have them as an underdog, a pretty sizable one, actually, more so than the Vegas line. So I think he's going to be busy in this game.
All right, speaking of being busy, Dalvin Cook, we just talked about it with Al, going to be taking on the Detroit Lions, $8,400, Mike Clay. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend on a running back, but with how bad Detroit has been this year, is it worth it to spend this money on Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, like I didn't really like Al's tone when he mentioned that before. Like,
I didn't either.
You know, he's like, well, we're going to talk about that later. Like, just throw me under the bus.
Was
like I'm a casual or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your
like
tone.
I'm a casual.
Your tone was like, oh, all the people.
All the freaking smooth brains that are going to be playing Dalvin Cook over here.
He's like the obvious play like this week. He's like, oh, look, just play the running back against the Lions. It's favored. Like, I'm sorry, Daniel, but like that's the key to success.
No, yeah,
so
you're
now,
right.
Now I have to awkwardly give all this information about All right, so we're having some fun. Obviously, he's talking about you. You could pivot off of that in tournaments, right? But in all seriousness, in cash, Dalvin Cook does look like a terrific play here. So $600 less than Derrick Henry. So we talked about his price point. He's still a lot less than Derrick Henry. $200 less than Alvin Kamara. And we know when Dalvin Cook plays and he's healthy, he's a guy that can outproduce both of them, right? Because he does it as a pass catcher and as a rusher. You know, he had the 6-point effort last week. He did miss a lot of time in that game, but keep this in mind. That was his first game under 10 fantasy points since week 15 of 2019. So again, if he's active, you would not expect him to be limited. You expect him to be a full go, and he's going to give you a high floor and a high ceiling. When he played earlier this season, we saw that 21 carries and 5 targets per game during weeks 1 and 2. And check this out. And again, you might want to earmuffs here. The last time he played the Detroit Lions was week 9 last season. He had a career high 252 yards and 2 touchdowns on 24 touches in that game. And yeah, again, you don't want to get too caught up with last year's defense. Things change, but
not a lot.
But yeah, exactly.
Not for the Lions.
The Lions have allowed the 3rd most fantasy points to running backs, the most over expected, 8th most rushing yards, the most touchdowns, the worst yards per carry, the worst yards per target.
I understand.
I have 10 more. Do you want me to
read
those?
No, we're good. We're good.
You get the point.
We get the point.
Good matchup. Good volume.
Play Dalvin Cook.
But keep an eye on the reports, right? The injury reports. Because, you know, obviously he's not 100%, but he seems to be confident he's going to play. If he does, you'll love him.
You love him.
And if he doesn't, then you just go to Madison.
100%.
There you go. Easy pivot there. Al, another guy we want to talk about, Leonard Fournette, $5,200 taking on the Miami Dolphins. It looks like Leonard Fournette has absolutely taken over the number one role in that backfield. What is it that you like about him this week?
One, he's not Ronald Jones. So that's the first thing that I like about him. You know, they want to give the ball to Uncle Lenny. That's just the way that they want to do things. There's not a lot of running backs in the league that basically get 80% or more of the snaps for their team, or 80% of the handle running back touches on their team or opportunities. He played 60 snaps in the one game without Gio Bernard. Now, Gio Bernard may be back this week, but Leonard Fournette's role is secure. Now, in long down and distance or 2-minute drill, they might go to Gio Bernard, but 60 of the 73 snaps for the Buccaneers last week went to Leonard Fournette. Good usage in the passing game. Home, favored, going to have an expectation of 20-plus touches in this game and a great matchup against Miami, who's already allowed Peyton Barber, Jonathan Taylor, and Damian Harris to exceed the 100-yard bonus on the ground. So a fantastic matchup as well. Checks off all five boxes for me at running back. And he's, guys, he's 5,200.
Yeah, I like him a lot as well. I was really high on him last week because Gio Bernard was out. So yeah. Where's the passing down work going? You knew it was going to go to him, and we'll see if Bernard plays this week. But either way, Fournette looking good right now. He's clearly ahead of Ronald Jones.
Very clearly, yeah. A couple of the running backs we like. Christian McCaffrey, $8,700, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Really quick on McCaffrey.
All right.
If he's questionable, but if he plays, I mean, $8,700 for CMC. I mean, he's the best value, I think,
way
in cash.
Cheap.
Right, yeah. It's way too cheap. So keep that in mind. If he's a go, and he was in full pads yesterday at practice,
yes,
I mean, goodness gracious, $8,700. You have to find a way to get that in your lineup.
Chase Edmonds, $5,900, taking on San Francisco. He showed up on the injury report, so it's another guy that you want to monitor just to make sure as you're getting closer to the week. Derrick Henry, $9,000 against Jacksonville. DeAndre Swift, $6,100, taking on Minnesota. Zeke, $7,000 against the Giants. Alvin Kamara, we mentioned him too, $8,600 against Washington. There's a lot of running backs here at a lot of different price points that you can fit into your lineup that we like this
week.
Yeah,
a lot of top-end guys here, but you could fit them, as we'll get to, in our lineups.
You
could fit a lot of, you know, foreshadowing. You know, wait, my lineup has... You'll be surprised what you could fit into a lineup.
Yes,
let's just put it that way.
I agree with you.
We'll get to that shortly.
I'm Mike, do you own or rent your home?
I do.
Sure you do. I'll bet it's real hard work, too.
Oh, it is.
But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Mike, after talking about some expensive running backs, we're going to kick it off with a dirt cheap wide receiver, Curtis Samuel, $3,000, taking on the New Orleans Saints. Just as a punt play in general, tell me why you like Curtis Samuel at $3,000.
Yeah, because 90 wide receivers are priced above $3,000.
Oh, okay.
And he's 91st, tied with all of the guys who are not even going to play a snap
this week.
It doesn't even make sense that he is this low. So it's really hard to build a cash lineup and not plug him in because of what you could spend elsewhere. And that's why we're talking about some of these other expensive guys. Look, Samuel only played 22 snaps in his debut last week. He had four targets in that game. They're still managing his groin injury a little bit. So it's not like a certainty that he's going to be a full go. But you bring him back last week. He's not going to play less this week, right? Barring a setback. He's going to play more and be more involved. And all you need to get 3X here is 9 points. So if he catches, you know, five balls for 40 yards or something, you're there already. Maybe he scores a touchdown. You know what I mean? And he carries the ball as well.
Yep.
The guy could do a lot. Remember, this is a guy who last year, even this surprised me. I couldn't believe the number. He was second at wide receiver in touches last year because he carries it and a lot of short area targets. Second. He was wide receiver 25 last year. This guy is a really good football player. And they're playing the Saints ninth most fantasy points allowed to receiver so far, top six in pretty much every category. And Terry McLaurin is going to draw the Marshawn Lattimore shadow most likely, which maybe he has, you know, he'll be fine, but maybe a slightly, you know, target or two less in the game. That's good news for Curtis Samuel. So again, at the price point, I think you just stick him in your cash lineup, spend elsewhere, build up a powerhouse around him, and if he pays off, you're going to crush it.
Immediately worth it.
Yeah.
Immediately worth it. Another wide receiver we like this week. We're loving these big name wide receivers. Jakobi Meyers, $5,600, taking on the Houston Texans, Al. There's got to be a reason here why you like Jakobi Meyers, and I want to know why, because it's not that he's not a top-tier elite wide receiver, but Jakobi Meyers is not an elite top-tier wide receiver.
And he's never caught a touchdown in his career.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that is true.
If you were to list every player in NFL history, every wide receiver that has not caught a touchdown, he is the most targets. He's in the hundreds. The next closest is around 50.
That sounds okay.
It's not even close.
Do me a favor then. Yeah. Tell me why we're not starting Dalvin Cook against the Lions, but we're starting a wide receiver who's never scored ever in their career.
He's thrown two.
Oh, he's
never
thrown two.
One.
Okay, got it.
Important.
To quote a Fiddler on the Roof, regression. He is going to find his way into the end zone.
I don't think I've ever gotten
point.
An Al reference before. I don't think I've ever gotten one of your references.
Never?
I don't think so.
Know Fiddler
Are you
on
85?
The roof?
I've heard of Fiddler
Jesus
on the Roof.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's amazing.
I mean, look, if this was not a Disney show, I could have made a managing his groin joke during the Curtis
That's
Samuel
true.
Segment.
That's accurate.
But, like, we're going to go on with Jakobi Meyers right here. Houston allows 2.5 points per drive, which is the sixth most in the league. He's top eight in the NFL in terms of both catches and targets this season, and that has escalated since James White went out. There was discussion maybe they were going to go to the tight ends more, which maybe J.J. Taylor was going to take on some, Ramondre Stevenson. That didn't happen. What happened was, since James White went out, the partial game that he was out in week three against New Orleans and the full game that he was out against Tampa Bay, Jakobi Meyers has gotten 26 targets. And I target volume more than anything. Touchdowns are less predictable. But you can't get as much volume as he's getting right now and not wander into the end zone at some point. So the more he gets the football and the more they continue to target him, and considering that he's got a 20-plus yard reception in all four games this season, and Houston is basically a triple-A team playing football, they're just not a national football-level team at this point. They're driving the tank and they're doing what they can. They're giving up a ton of points and a ton of yards. This looks like a great spot for him to break that and kind of regress towards the mean with all these yards and all these targets, possibly turning into a touchdown. But based on the volume, you may not need it for him to pay off this salary. If he gets a touchdown this week, awesome, gravy, just cherry on top of the sundae. But all that volume to me means that he has an expectation, considering that the trailing 3 years on DraftKings with a player at his ADOT basically means 1.66 points per target expected fantasy points on DraftKings. He's got everything lining up for him at 5,600 in this spot, at least for me, based on the volume. And if he does find his way into the paint, absolute smash.
Yep. Okay. I agree.
Love that. Love it. All right. Let's talk about a couple more wide receivers that we like here. Davante Adams, $8,200 taken on Cincy. Brandon Cook, $6,100 taken on New England. Deontay Johnson, $6,500 against the Broncos. Keenan Allen, $6,500 as well against Cleveland. Sterling Shepard, $5,300 against Dallas. If he plays.
Yeah, he's looking dicey again. He missed last week, but if he plays, yes.
A.J. Brown, $6,500. Another guy. Got to look there. Deebo Samuel, $7,100 against Arizona. Could be a potential stack if you want to go with that cheap Lance thing, depending on how you want to spend. And how about T. Higgins? $5,000 taken on Green Bay. Since he is playing at home as an underdog in a game with over 50 points as the over-under, I think that's a really great price point for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins coming back, someone you could fit in your lineup.
Yep. Yeah, back at practice. Looks like they just gave him, you know, they had the Thursday game last week, gave him the 10 days. Looks like he should be good to go. But, well, you know, we'll see. It's not for sure yet.
Not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. All right, tight end real quick. Mike, Jared Cook, $3,600 taken on Cleveland. Jared Cook has looked good these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be the show if we didn't take the Monday Night Football discount, right?
That's
he gets
right.
Monday Night Football, especially early in the season. You get a lot of that as prices are sorting themselves out. $3,600. He's 12th in pricing. He's less than half of top-priced Darren Waller, right? So this is an option where you can go cheap at the tight end position. 19 points last week gets him up to 12th for the season. He's 9th in expected points. He's been even better. We've talked before that 1 week. The last time I talked about it, I think it was week two, caught a touchdown and got called back on like an illegal motion or some nonsense, right? So he should actually be a little bit higher, you would think. The opportunity's been there, let's put it that way. So just too cheap for this guy. Top 11 in pretty much every category, including end zone targets, and 5th in routes, believe it or not. For a guy that's in his early 30s, you know, that's kind of older for a tight end, he's running a ton of routes in this offense. And the Browns, they're not, you just look at raw numbers like against tight ends, nothing crazy by any means. But Houston, Chicago, Minnesota, their past three games, not exactly playing top tight ends. They did in week one, though, and the Chiefs, including Travis Kelce, 7 for 79 and 2 touchdowns. So, again, probably a neutral matchup, but nonetheless, Cook at 3,600, definitely a guy you could fit in your cash lineup.
Yeah, absolutely, at that price point. Al, it's time for us to talk about what we like to talk about during this segment of the show, where we try to find the tight end that Taylor Heineke is going to be throwing the football to, and then we mention him, because those guys usually do really well. Logan Thomas. Now officially out. So Ricky Seals-Jones is someone that you're saying we should take a look at this week. How come?
He's free.
Oh,
he basically costs you absolutely. He's the stone minimum on DraftKings, which is $2,500. Mm-hmm. Jumping into a really high volume role. Now, the tight end that is the pass-catching tight end in this football team offense is basically going to be a really high volume player in terms of route running. In the absence of Logan Thomas last week, RSJ ran a route on 16 of 21 Washington dropbacks. That's 76.2%, which in terms of that metric is elite in the NFL. There's not a lot of guys at tight end that runs 75% routes on dropbacks from their quarterback. Typically speaking, they're blocking a lot of the time. Last year, like Mark Andrews ran a route on 50-something percent of his dropbacks, and look how great he was. I'm not saying that RSJ is on the level of a Mark Andrews, but like he doesn't have to do all that much for you to be satisfied with this. And if you need salary relief at the position, it's an easy way to fit one extra set, have 1,000 extra or 1,100 more as opposed to playing Jared Cook, who I like this week also. It's just a salary relief button if you wanted to or had to use that at a position where there's not a lot of scoring anyway. So opportunity here on volume alone to get you double-digit points. He really doesn't need all that much, 5 catches for 50 yards. He's a talented player, 6'5", very athletic, 12.9 yards per catch in his career and scores once every 14 targets.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, super cheap, and you're right. He played almost every snap last week. Logan Thomas went out early, so interesting name for sure. I just wonder if they might, you know, Jay Sternberger, they just signed Samus Reyes, the first Chilean player in the NFL, could make his NFL debut this week. He's a former basketball player, a project, 25 years old. Kind of, you know, teams are trying to find that next, like, Logan Thomas out there, right?
Absolutely. Or
Darren Waller. And he's that, you know, he may play this week. So he's a name that could maybe they could try to get him a target or two, design a play for him. That could hurt Seals Jones. But again, at this price point, they need a couple catches, and I think we'll get him. So I'm with you.
Okay. Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. We are going to give our week 5 head-to-head lineups. Mike is going to start with a stack that he's got with Taylor Heinicke, Curtis Samuel, and RSJ. It's dicey, but I like it.
I like that for a tournament setting, but not for this cash lineup, which we're going for
here. Think about how cheap that stack would be, by the way. $2,500 and $3,000.
And then you could pivot to starting serious superstars, which, I mean, look, let's not get crazy here, right? Like Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Devontae Adams, there's no way you could fit them in a lineup together, right?
Well, you think that.
You think that. But you can.
But
because
you can.
That's what I did this week. And it works pretty well. You still have some pretty good players around them. I have McCaffrey and Cook at running back. I have Trey Lance at quarterback, paying down a little bit there. I'd love to get up to Daniel Jones at 6,000, but didn't work out here. It still can if you want to maneuver a little bit. Leonard Fournette in the flex, who Al talked about, like him as well. And then the wide receivers, again, Devontae Adams and T. Higgins, love that. And then Curtis Samuel, we're going to pay the 3K4 here. That's going to open up so many other things for us here. Jared Cook at tight end, and the Eagles defense is only 2,200. I'm plugging them in there as well. So I love that. Just to get Cook, McCaffrey, and Adams, three of the best cash options, the highest floor, highest ceiling guys. I mean, you could be talking about 80-plus points just from those three
guys. Yeah.
Which is unreal. So you can do it this week. You could pull it off.
I'm with you. We have a couple of overlap. I did my lineup before you. I only know that because I put it in the Google Doc before you did.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. It's just about being prepared. But we do have overlap with Trey Lance, Dalvin Cook, Curtis Samuel, and the Eagles defense. So, understanding I am also playing those four guys, I'm rolling with Trey Lance as my quarterback, Derrick Henry, and Dalvin Cook as my running backs this week. I got a comeback with Derrick Henry with Laviska Shenault at $4,800. I like that price point and what it is that he did last week. 7 for 99, big fan there. For for Trey Lance, I'm going to stack him with George Kittle. I'm watching that. If George Kittle does not roll this week, TJ Hockenson is a really nice price point that I could drop down to. I could do that. Or I could go even cheaper at tight end and look where else I'm going to go. And then for my wide receivers, I got Curtis Samuel at $3,000, Antonio Brown, $5,200, taking on Miami after 11 targets last week. And then, like I said, Chase Edmonds, $5,900.
Yeah, don't love it. Leaving $200 on the board, too. That's unacceptable.
I could easily go with a $2,100 defense and then put Daniel Jones at my quarterback.
Mm, okay.
You like that more?
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, no, we're head-to-head. You leave that money out there. You leave that money on the table.
I'm not worried about leaving a little bit of extra money on the table.
Coming for you.
Yeah, I hear you. Al, this extra analysis is brought to you by Corona Extra. Live the game day good life. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra beer imported by Crown Imports Chicago, Illinois. Al, give us your weekly tournament lineup here for week 5.
So you guys went with Team Jam Em In, getting the high-dollar running backs in there. You could probably get away with a lineup with like Derrick Henry and Cook and Christian McCaffrey, but I digress. I'm going to go the opposite route, and I'm going to pay down at two of my running back spots. I'm going with Samaje Perine and Leonard Fournette at the two running back spots. I've got Dak Prescott with a double stack of CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz at tight end. I'm bringing that back with Kadarius Toney, only 4,000. As a part of my primary stack and bring back. And then I'm going with Davante Adams, who is 8,200. I'm using him as a secondary stack with P. Ryan on Cincinnati, taking over for Joe Mixon. And in the flex, I've got Christian McCaffrey because he's 8,700, and that's just ridiculous. I'm making it all fit with the Washington football team on defense at 2,300, basically a $1,200 discount or more from where they've been the first 4 weeks of the season.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And Tony, interesting name. Just really depends on Sterling Shepard there. You know, he kind of stepped in for him, so we'll keep an eye on their status. Not looking good for Shepard and Slayton. They're not practicing, but we're taping this on Thursday afternoon, so we'll see if they report for practice later on. But anyway, with you, if both of those guys are out, Tony should be in line for a handful of targets again.
Yes, he should.
Yep. I mean, if I can't get there, if they're both in, then obviously you just go right down to Curtis Samuel, and you can bump up your defense to a higher price.
There you go.
Heck yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us here. Hope you guys loved being able to hang out with us. A little bit of week five talk. It's never a bad thing. We love you guys so much. Thank you for hanging out and spending time with us. Thank you. We know how much stuff you all have to do throughout the day. And so for you to let us into your home so that we can spend just half an hour with you means a ton. So thank you for sharing that time with us. We love you guys. Good luck here in week five. And is there anything else that we want to say?
Nope, that's it. All right.
Love everybody.
Man, you nailed it.
Yeah, right. I said so many words. All right, we love you guys. I'm Daniel. That's Mike. This is Al. We'll see you guys next week.
No secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you, Alliance fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you.